Go ahead and do whatever you need to tell yourself we're sitting now. Make any adjustments you need to make. We're going to actually start to look into the aggregates a little bit today. We're going to start with Vedana, feeling tone, associated with the body and with the mind, and that just sounds really boring, so there's going to be some other elements added, and you'll see as we go along. But the first thing is just to see if you can come to terms with the idea of just being here and now, not having any place to go for the next half an hour or so. And we'll be making use a little bit of the rhythm of the breathing. So see if you can find a spot to catch that rhythm, catch those sensations. I'm going to suggest the belly. But the most important thing is that it's someplace you feel comfortable. Wherever you feel most comfortable, don't challenge yourself with by starting out with an arcane place to attend to the sensations of the breath. We'll just jump right into the experience of the body. We're going to be focusing on the felt experience of the body as a kind of as a home, as a supportive condition for the arising of feeling tone, Vedana. And we'll go through all of them, so don't worry about checking your vocabulary list for what exactly I mean by that. Just start out by expanding that awareness from just the sensations of the body to a kind of awareness of the totality of the body, maybe centered around those sensations of breathing. Make it a little bit open, a little bit expansive, a little bit nonviolent, inclusive if you can. Inclusive of the sensations of the body and inclusive of the fact that there's a whole mind and body here. Maybe not everything is exactly dialed in on the body right now. So if you feel that there's some kind of residual momentum kind of charging off in another direction, something in the realm of the mind, past, future, imagination, the conceptual realm. You can just kind of dog ear that page. Okay. How you doing? We'll look into this later. Looking into the body right now. What we're going to do here is we're going to tune into anything in the domain of the body that has a feeling tone that has an aspect of pleasantness. Can be very subtly pleasant, can be, not necessarily. Overwhelmingly interesting or pleasant right now. Could be something that lately just feels good. And I'll just say I'm going to use the words body pleasant, body on the in-breath, pleasant on the out-breath. Picking one particular thing. And to the extent that it's possible, see if you can inquire into, I mean, it would be best if you could find a sensation that the mind is actually pleasanting right now and see those two folds, see those two streams, the sensation itself and the pleasantness. I guess I said that this is going to be a Vedana-based meditation, but actually we're going to get right in there. We're going to see if any craving is arising here. Now, there's a very nice word that they use in the UK about a tasty snack. They say it's moorish. Oh, that tastes moorish. It means you want more, right? So we're going to inquire into our little pleasant corner of the experience of the body. Is this moorish? Is this on the in-breath moorish on the out-breath? Just check. Was there a little ooh in there somewhere? In other words, am I premeditating disappointment? There's nothing wrong with things being pleasant. There's nothing wrong with the mind functioning anyway. In any way, shape, or form. We're going to intervene here with a kind of very technical application of bodhicitta as a way of disrupting premeditated disappointment. May everyone else have more. May everyone else that's on the in-breath have more as on the out-breath. You know, they say all beings, may all beings have more, but I wanna let's get you out of the picture here. In other words, open your heart. Do not let your heart clasp around this pleasant thing. You do not have to depart from this pleasant corner of the experience of the body. Reset, just return to the breathing for a few breaths here. See if you can just be there in the arising of those sensations of breath. I'm alive. Body unpleasant. Find an unpleasant corner of the body. Don't be afraid. I know exactly which one I'm going to. And make space for both of those things. Make space for the sensations. Make space for that element of unpleasantness. You know, a little curiosity. Well, are these two separate things? How could I distinguish these things if I had to? And we're just going to check here. I'm coining a new term. It's the opposite of more-ish. It's called less-ish. Is this less-ish? Does this have a, are you the opposite of hungry for this? Is this on the in-breath, less-ish on the out-breath? They call this aversion, of course. This is an investigation. Is it, if it is, what's it like? Does it have character, recoil, resistance, whatever it might be? And again, we will intervene here with a kind of strange application of bodhicitta. We'll say, may everyone else have less. Everyone else but me. Give it away. Be open-handed, open-hearted in the face of the unpleasant. Go ahead and let your breath return to its roost in the breathing, wherever you picked. Let's see if you can make the sensations of breathing into a full present moment for a few breaths here. And I think we'll have to save the mind for another day. We're just going to do neutral in the body here. And I'm going to take charge. I'm going to pick a specific bodily sensation anywhere that you can detect your heartbeat. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that you're not experiencing your heartbeat as a pleasant sensation in this moment. If you are, good on you. And pick something else. But I'm going to say heartbeat on the in-breath, neutral on the out-breath. Maybe you can find it and see if you can detect the activity of your heart. Anywhere is fine. Can just be the sound in your ears. If you got a little thump happening there, a little vibration in the neck or the chest. Forgive me for the leading inquiry here. Our words are going to be, isn't this remarkable? Isn't this on the in-breath remarkable on the out-breath? Isn't this remarkable? your biggest fan working away here, irrespective of what you're up to, whether you're paying attention or not. I'd like to shake your hand. Heart, I'd like to pin a medal on you. We'll make a little declaration, dedication of non-neglect of the wondrous nature of the heart. May this not be forgotten. May this not be on the in-breath, forgotten on the out-breath.